The most trusted and longest-running sports talk show in Tennessee. From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting, this is Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hines on Sports Radio WNML.
We've made it to the final half hour of today's program, half hour number 7, as we step aside a little bit early tonight for Lady Vols basketball. Senior night for Tennessee as the Lady Vols entertain Ole Miss in the final home game at Thompson Bowling Arena this year. But we look forward to bringing you comments from Tennessee coach Kelly Harper. But right now, it's your chance to win. It's the Sports Fix at 6.
And we're giving away 2 ticket vouchers to see the Ice Bears. That's for any home game the rest of the season. And so that's what's up for grabs. 2 Ice Bears tickets. We have Mike Murray on each Thursday. They do a terrific job with promotions. It's a lot of fun to go to the game. So 2 Ice Bears ticket vouchers up for grabs if you can answer this trivia question. Which 3 Lady Vols have scored the most points in a single season? Name the 3 Tennessee Lady Vols who have scored the most points in a single season.
656-9900, 656-9900, star 990 is free for AT&T and U.S. Cellular customers. The toll-free number, 1-866-656-9900. Let's start with Randy. Hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I think it's Parker, Hoseclaw, one of another Shamika's. I can't think of her name. I'm sorry.
Well, your first 2 are correct.
Hastings, maybe?
Might be thinking of Catchings.
Yeah, I was going to put a C on that. Yeah, Catchings. But
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. But that actually is not one of the top 3. Yeah. It's just that we think that it's where you're going. Randy, we do appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Let's go next to David. You're on Sports Talk. Hello, David.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I didn't hear his answers. Could you tell me what he said?
Parker Hoseclaw Catchings.
Parker Hoseclaw Catchings, what he said?
Yes.
All right, let's go Parker Hoseclaw and Gordon.
You got 2 out of 3.
Okay, thank you.
Sure do appreciate it, David. Thank you. And definitely not a bad guess at all.
Yeah, really.
Bridget Gordon, let's go next to John. Hi, John.
Hey, man. How you doing, John?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, John.
Hey, is it not catching, but Hoseclaw's, what's the name? Not catching, but the other one he said – and Harper, our coach now.
It's not. Kelly Harper's not one of them.
Okay.
John, always good to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Let's go next to Fred. You're on Sports Talk. Hello, Fred. Fred, we lost you.
Oops.
Get back in line. Let's go next to David. Hi, David.
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing this evening?
Doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. I'm going to go with Candace Parker, Shamika Holtzclaw, and Kara Lawson.
It's not Kara Lawson. She was not a real prolific scorer. Great player, but not doesn't rank among the top 3 or even the top 10.
David, we do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Repeat the question, if you would.
Name the 3 Lady Vols who scored the most points in a single season.
656-9900, 656-9900. It's Charlie who's up next. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Hoseclaw, Parker, and Bridget Gordon.
It is not Gordon. Yeah, good guess.
Thanks.
She ranks number 5 on that list.
We sure do appreciate it, Charlie. It's Elijah who joins us next. Hello, Elijah.
Parker, Hoseclaw, and, what's the Boston Celtics coach name?
Coach?
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, that's Kara Lawson.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Okay.
We
you
sure do appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Elijah. Have a great night. Let's go next to Wilmer. Hello, Wilmer.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to say Holtzclaw, Parker, and Samika Randall.
It's not Randall. We got to go back to the first decade that Pat Summitt was a coach to identify this one. Got to go back a ways.
But not surprising to hear the three Meeks mentioned.
Yep.
Let's repeat the question, if you would, again.
Which three Lady Vols have scored the most points in a single season?
656-9900, 656-9900. It's Rodney who's next. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm gonna take a stab at it and say Holmesclaw, Parker, and Holly Warwick.
It's not Holly. Holly was more of a defensive player, steals and assists, not a big score.
But, Rodney, we sure do appreciate it. It's Carol Ann who's our next contestant. Hello, Carol Ann.
Hey there. How are you?
Doing well. And yourself?
Fine and dandy.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to try this guess.
All right.
Holtzclaw, Parker, Deidre Charles.
Not Deidre Charles. You got to go back further. Got to go back to the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
She sure was a fantastic player for the Lady Vols, that is for sure. Let's go next to Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, John. Hey, Jimmy. How y'all doing today?
Hey, doing well. Hope you are.
Doing good, thank you. I'm going to go with Harper, Holtzclaw, and Cindy Noble.
Not correct.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
We sure do appreciate it, Tim. We go next to David. Hello, David.
Hi, guys. Let me try this again.
Okay.
Holtzclaw, Parker, and Trish Roberts.
There you go. Trish Roberts. Trish Roberts actually has the record. She had 987 points in 76-77. She set the single-season record, averaging 29.9. Shamiko Holtzclaw, 915 points. Candace Parker, 809. Those are the top three Lady Vols single-season points record. Dave, congratulations to you. You have won two ticket vouchers to see the Knoxville Ice Bears. We're going to put you on hold and get that prize to you. Good job, David.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Way to go, David. Hang on the line so we can get your prize information, and that takes care of the Sports Fix at 6. And we hope to catch up with Eric Kane here. Actually, why don't we go ahead and grab a break? We'll do that when we return. A practice report with Eric Kane. That's next on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Only one radio station makes your workday a little more manageable. Only one station is 99.1. The Sports Animal.
Final segment to today's edition of Sports Talk with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. Time now for a practice report brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Tennessee fell last night on the road at Arkansas. It was a tough loss, 86-69. The Volunteers fall under 500 in SEC play at 7-8, 15-13 overall. Of course, the big takeaway from the game was the incredible heroics of Mason Jones. He's a leader of points in the SEC at 21 a game. And, of course, Isaiah Joe, who was implemented back into that starting lineup. The two complemented each other last night with 37 and 22 points each, respectively. So that shows you the lack of defensive effort, at least against those two guys. And Rick Barnes is very displeased with Tennessee's defensive effort guarding the perimeter in the second half, whereas he was pleased with the offensive effort because he said Tennessee battled back, got back into that ball game, went on that run in the second half, and a large portion of that was because Tennessee shot well, which is shot over 50% from the field in the second half, and it didn't turn the basketball over. Tennessee had 10 turnovers in the first half, only two in the second half. So he said post-game, you know, when you don't turn the basketball over, that just shows you you have a fighting chance with anybody each and every game. But ultimately, Arkansas pulled away, combated that nice run by Tennessee early in the second half, pulled away for that 86-69 victory last night. Right out of the gate, though, very alarming. Tennessee scored the first point of the basketball game, and then Arkansas reeled off nine straight. Tennessee fell behind 14-1, 16-3, I believe, at one point. Rick Barnes talked post-game about the slow start, and now that's very concerning for Tennessee.
It's the same old record. We keep talking about it. And again, it's just guys that aren't doing what they need to do, just not executing, just understanding at the start of the game, especially on the second go-round, they're going to have, like they were working hard to keep Santi to his right, which we that's what they're going to do. We knew they're going to get him into ball screens. But just the turnovers, you know, they knocked the ball loose in there a couple times. And, you know, we I think we were 11-1 to start or something like that.
Yeah,
but they just, just knocking the ball loose. And that's where we knew that when the ball got in there, we talked about it yesterday, that, hey, they're going to be so concerned about us inside, which they should be. But at the start of the game, we weren't as sharp as we needed to be.
That was Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes with Bob Kessling on the Ball Radio Network last night post-game. Arkansas scored 24 points off turnovers from Tennessee, outscored the Volunteers, or fell, outscored the Volunteers 14-0 in points in transition, and that's a focal point Rick Barnes said coming into the game that the transitional defense would have to be good. But again, the story of the night in Fayetteville was Mason Jones, 37 points, and of course, a lot of that was opened up because Isaiah Joe back in that starting lineup, he scored 22 as well for Arkansas.
Viscovi had 6 points, five turnovers, zero assists. He has got to play better at the point guard position, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Rick Barnes said post-game that your point guard cannot average five or six turnovers a game. Just can't do it. And, again, he turned it over five times last night, no assists, 6 points. And those 6 points came late in that ball game too. Viscovi was held in check offensively throughout the duration of the ball game. And Rick Barnes said post-game that Arkansas was attacking him, making him go to his right and forcing him to his right. And Barnes said he was trying to tell Viscovi not to fight it, just go with it. Get lost in the game, affect the game in other areas. And he did give Viscovi credit when the Volunteers made that run in the second half to get back into the ball game, to get back within a point or 2 points, that Viscovi was playing very well off the ball. He was setting screens, and he was one of the main reasons to spark that run, despite being limited offensively. But you're exactly right, Jimmy. No turnovers and five turnovers and no assists. That's not going to get it done from a collegiate point guard.
Any other news or notes?
That'll about do it. Again, it was a rough one last night for Tennessee on the road, 86-69. Rick Barnes will meet with the media tomorrow afternoon at about 2:30. We'll get out there and get that audio, put it on the website, get it to you guys for Sports Talk and 99.1 The Sports Animal. .com. Today's UT basketball practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Let's now hear from Kelly Harper as the Lady Vols take on Ole Miss tonight. Here is Coach Harper.
Kelly, with it being Senior Day honoring Cam and Lou, can you kind of just talk about what they've meant to you personally as you've taken over the Lady Vols?
You know, I think it's anytime you have transition, I think it's tough on student athletes. You know, I think the newness, the change, I think it's hard. And, you know, for coaches, as we inherit a group, talking about the other day, I mean, Cam and Lou have been terrific for us. You know, they have done what we've asked them to do. They've been low maintenance. It's just, I'm pleased, happy. They're good people, and they've welcomed us. And I'm very grateful for those two for that.
I'm curious what your memories of your senior night are. I mean, Lou mentioned right away she just wants to be at Ole Miss, and then after that kind of figure things out. But what are your memories? Do you remember?
Well, back then it was a little bit different. We knew we would have one more game at home, or a couple more at home, the way the tournament was set up and structured. So it was a little bit different, but, you know, your senior night's always special. The last time you take the court, I know for me, I kissed half court. I went and kissed half court in my last game, because you give so much to the program and you love it so much, and it's a celebration for you, but it's also just a stark reminder that it's coming to an end. And I think for for me, I loved my time at Tennessee, and I hope that these two ladies can walk out of here on Senior Day with a win and with great memories of not just the game, but of a career.
In your head coaching career, what has been kind of your message to seniors who get ready to have post-life college?
Yeah, I think for seniors, one of the things that we try to do, you know, we're not just coaching basketball and turning them loose and hoping they succeed. I mean, what we do, what we try to do on a daily basis is help these young people be prepared. Be prepared to face an opponent, but also be more prepared for life. And I think so many people here at the University of Tennessee provide resources for our student athletes to be successful when they leave here. But when they leave, I want them to be productive. I want them to be happy. And I want them to always look back fondly at their time at Tennessee.
Kim talked about how you made her a more confident player and a person. Lou talked about how when she gets praise from you, it's just high praise. You've only been with them for a year, but for them to kind of, I guess, look at you in that way, and you have been such an impact on their life. What's that kind of mean to you?
That's special. It's special. When, you know, sometimes you forget, you know, you're working on a scouting report, you're working on planning practice, you're meeting with players to try to help them get better, and you know big picture, you have an opportunity to affect these young people, and you just, you know, you hope that they are affected in a positive way. And when you have those moments and you know that you've had either a breakthrough or there's been a special connection or you've made a difference, it's extremely rewarding as a coach.
Is there any special moment that you'd be willing to share that you've had with Cam or Lou?
I'm the worst at this. I'll have to think. I'll get back. I'll let Eric know if I come up with something, because I'm the worst at on the spot remembering.
When you look at Ole Miss, I know this is a team that's been struggling quite a bit this season. I know you're not one to overlook any team. So what's kind of the scouting report on them?
Well, I think for us, the biggest thing that we have to do is make sure we're ready to play and locked in and not overlooking a team. You know, they've been competitive at times. They've struggled. Their record has shown, but they've been competitive at times, and the last thing we need to do is have a major league slip up. So, you know, for us, we've got to come in ready, prepared, prepared for their best, be sharp, you know, and hopefully do what we need to do to get a good solid win.
Kelly, it's felt like several times this season in several games that you guys have played a really great 30 minutes, three quarters of basketball, but there's been that 10-minute, one-quarter slip, wherever it may be, where you haven't played your best. How frustrating is that? And aside from just talking about it, how do you get across, guys, we need to play a complete game?
Well, I think it's hard. I think the great teams play closer to 40 minutes than anyone else, and it's the focus that you have to have and the competitive drive to do it every single possession, every single time you step out on the court. I think that's tough to do, but you know, we've shown glimpses that we can be a really good basketball team, but we've also not been able to put that together for a complete 40 minutes. And you know, I think we've had some good games where we've extended those minutes as of late in the last few games, so hopefully it's something that we can build on and still work towards. There's still games left in the season that we can be better at.
Lady Vols coach Kelly Harper. And John, at the combine, Dominic Wood Anderson, former Tennessee tight end, ran a 4.94, 4.92 in the 40. Not the best of times to help his draft stock.
Yeah, those were unofficial, and we'll see whether or not that improves. And he'll also have that opportunity to do that when Tennessee has its pro day before you know it.
Yeah, and he should run again at that one. And the key thing, I'm interested to see what Juwan Jennings runs. If he can break 4.7, I think that would really help his draft stock.
Let's see, I'm trying to Jalen Hurts had the fastest time for a quarterback, shock of all shock.
I bet he was in the 4.4s.
Actually, it was 4.5.
4.5, okay.
Yeah. But that does it for Sports Talk. Lady Vols basketball's next.